Murray Energy's bankruptcy has long been expected. The company, founded in 1988, is among the largest coal producers in the country, with more than a dozen active mines, largely in the Ohio Valley and Illinois Basin. In court documents filed Tuesday, the company said while it has outlasted most of its competitors, it faces billions of dollars in debt and liabilities, and tough market conditions for coal haven't improved.
The long-term prospects for coal operators is not very good in the United States right now.
Jamie Van Ostrand directs the Center for Energy and Sustainable Development at West Virginia University. Despite promises by President Donald Trump to revive the industry, across the country, hundreds of coal plants have closed, and coal production has dropped to the lowest level in 40 years.
It's cheaper to generate electricity with natural gas, and the latest solicitations are showing that it's cheaper to generate electricity with renewables, either wind or solar, coupled with battery storage.
Murray Energy is the ninth coal company to declare bankruptcy since Donald Trump took office. The company's founder, Bob Murray, has been a key political ally of President Trump, and the Trump administration has carried out many of Murray's requests, withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accord and repealing the Clean Power Plan. But Murray's biggest request was a bailout for coal-fired power plants that stalled. According to court documents, the company has more than $8 billion in obligations under various pension and benefit plans. Murray employs more than 5,000 workers. Approximately 2,400 are active union members. The company is the last major employer contributing to the United Mine Workers pensions. Spokesperson Phil Smith says the retirement accounts are already facing possible insolvency by 2022. If the court relieves Murray of its pension and healthcare obligations, which is likely, the accounts could go under by next year.
You know, we're talking about 13,000 people who could be without care when the bankruptcy process is completed.
The company says day-to-day operations will continue uninterrupted during the bankruptcy process. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.